For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga podcast. This is the Champions League bonus show. I'm Manu Fehden. I'm joined by Stefan Bielkowski and Matt Ward. It's all three of us once again to recap Bayern Munich's away game at Arsenal. But first of all, Matt, good to have you back. I think you haven't done many of these Champions League roundups with us, so glad to have you on one of those. How's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Really, really enjoyed that tonight. Really remarkably good Bayern performance. Held their own against a really good team and produced a really exciting game. So, yeah, lots to talk about.
Definitely. And Stefan, how's it going with you?
Yeah, can only echo what Matt said. Fantastic night of Champions League football. Whether you watch this game or the Real Madrid Man City game, it's the fun part of the season for this competition. Some people, you know, sometimes the group stages can be a bit dull, but it's just since they've we were talking about this before we started recording actually, but since they've kind of removed that away goal rule, these ties have just become almost like heavyweight boxing knockouts, haven't they? It's just players just absolutely slugging one another. And this game felt a bit like that. It was fantastic to watch.
Yeah, getting rid of the away goal rule makes it so much better. Because all of a sudden, you know, you don't have to risk as the risk isn't the same anymore when you go with a 2-2 draw or a 3-3 draw, right? It's just a draw now. And so rather than in the past when you were down 2-1, you had to say, oh, we don't run a risk going down 3-1. These teams don't really go with one another. And it just seems to level the playing field so much better. And these two first legs that we saw today showed us we got 10 goals across two games between four powerhouses of European football. And guys, we kind of alluded to this on the main show this week, right, where we said this Bayern Munich losing to Heidenheim, and that we kind of felt like that it probably will have very little bearing on what's going to happen in the Champions League tie. And that was accurate, although I don't know how you guys saw this, but for me, one of the big factors in this game was that Bayern Munich didn't have to play like the favorite. Thomas Tuchel, you know, could set up his team defensively. He allowed Arsenal to come forward. Bayern Munich really hurt them with their speed, and I do think there was a little bit of a drop-off after Leroy Sané had to go off, who, you know, in fairness, has been laboring with different muscle injuries for quite some time now. And even the fact that he was able to play this amount of time is I think a testament to his character. Sets up the second goal really nicely. Gnabry of the first was unfortunately now out with a hamstring injury, it appears. But, you know, my takeaway from this is that Bayern Munich are still Bayern Munich. When it comes to big matches, they still show up. You should not judge them necessarily from their Bundesliga campaign, and where, you know, it's really gotten away from them now, and I think they kind of thrown in the white towel anyways. And I think, guys, this really sets it up for a fantastic second leg, Stefan. What is your thoughts from this game and this Bayern performance?
Yeah, it was probably the best Bayern performance of the season, to be honest with you. And I think that was probably necessary considering their opponents, considering their stage, considering the turmoil of the club recently. You know, we were kind of discussing with our subscribers pre-match when the team lineups came in, and, you know, I more or less said, you know, without Pavlovic in that team, we'd need to see a really outstanding performance from Goretzka. We'd have to see an outstanding performance from Leroy Sané and Jamal Musiala to kind of allow Kane to not get isolated, Obviously, huge question marks over the defence, which has been troubling throughout the season. And, you know, that's exactly what we got. I think tactically, Tuchel got his spot on as well. You know, obviously, having Serge Gnabry on the left-hand side play a very selfless, kind of almost defensive winger role to kind of double up on Saka, which also kind of worked as well because Odegaard kind of drifted out that way as well, and Ben White as well kind of bombing forwards. And the way that Kane, Sané and Musiala were able to kind of combine for those very quick counter-attacks over the top of Arsenal's defence, it just worked perfectly well. And, you know, so I think from a tactical point of view, I thought Tuchel got things spot on, but also, as you said, like there was just this kind of weird shift in mentality. And, you know, at the end of the day, what we saw against Heidenheim was obviously a performance from a team that gave up on the on the league championship a long time ago, but it's a team who are still hungry to prove themselves in the Champions League. And, you know, if at the end of the day, Thomas Tuchel's still an outstanding head coach, he's still an outstanding tactician, there are still outstanding players in this team. So when all those things combine, it leads to quite an upset. And, you know, it was a game in which Bayern basically went toe-to-toe with Arsenal and looked very good for it.
Matt, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, absolute chalk and cheese in terms of competition, in terms of tactical approach, psychological approach, mental approach, quality of opponent, which, yeah, I think Stefan was hinting at, has that converse effect of, yeah, potentially making, you know, turning Bayern into the underdog, which I don't think is an overly controversial thing to say. I think going into the game, we said that over the weekend, didn't we? They were underdogs going into it, but it absolutely suited them. I think with the caveat that the equaliser came at exactly the right time, I thought, yeah, as the game went on, Bayern did start to get Arsenal under control, particularly those sort of first 20-25 minutes of the second half before Arsenal beat 2-2. I thought Bayern looked very, very comfortable. However, the opposite was true in the first 12-15 minutes, you know, approaching the Saka opener and a few minutes after that, I thought there was a genuine danger in those first 15 minutes that Bayern could quickly find themselves 2-0 down, maybe even 3-0 down. They were struggling with the intensity so much. I thought, yeah, there was a clear difference in physicality, pace of passing, general intensity of pressing from Arsenal that you don't necessarily see in the Bundesliga. It was an early example of Neuer and Dyer trying to play it out from the back. I think it ended in Eric Dyer booting it out of play, which obviously the home crowd absolutely loved. I thought Dyer was also at fault for that first goal of Saka. It's a fantastic finish from Bukayo Saka, but he's absolutely used Dyer turning his back as a way to almost bend the ball around him. I think he's clearly used that to you know, keep the ball out of the sight of Manuel Neuer. So I thought that the game was in danger of getting away from Bayern quite early on. That's why the equaliser was so important. The equaliser was also important because it showed that Bayern could, not just that they could go head-to-head and match Arsenal for pressing, for quick transitions, but they actually had to. You know, the only way to go about that game, if they sat back, I think would have got out of their grip. And yeah, it was a ridiculously well worked goal, wasn't it? I mean, you've got the two passes in the build up from Kane and then from Goretzka into Gnabry, really, really well worked passes. And it came at absolutely the right time. And I thought after that, Bayern almost made a mockery of everything we were saying over the weekend about this was. This is a Bayern dressing room at the end of an era. I think, yeah, Manu, you were saying he'd lost the dressing room. And yeah, and they were logical conclusions to draw, I think, particularly in the Bundesliga context. But in this context tonight, clearly none of that was relevant. And we saw once again that, yeah, Bayern can compete on the day. Leroy Sané, despite not even being fully fit, can be a world beater on his day. Obviously, it was his run that led to the penalty decision as well. Stefan mentioned Gnabry's hard work helping out Alphonso Davies at left back. That was really important because Arsenal targeted Davies down that side.
I thought he was shocking at time, Matt Davies.
Yeah, but it's so often the case. I mean, we don't need to argue about his pace, his offensive impetus. It was quite clear that Arteta targeted Davies down that side. So yeah, so many good things came together, and I think when we get on some of the more controversial refereeing decisions in a sec, but I thought on balance, if Bayern got a bit lucky in the draw, then they deserved it.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.